on the new Classical FM, Glenn Gould playing the music of Sphalink, a fairly obscure to regular listeners, a fairly obscure composer and one of the many outlying artists that Glenn Gould championed. Now, Brian, I'm here with Brian Levine, the executive director of the Glenn Gould Foundation. You mentioned earlier the 1955 Goldberg Variations recording, and of course the fact to be reminded again that this was repertoire that was not commonly done. I think Wanda Landowska did it,
and it was regarded really, and all of her recordings were regarded as something of a curiosity because no one played the harpsichord at that time, and so she was basically the sole voice of a major revival. I mean, there were others, but she was the one with the public persona. And Rosalind Turek played the Goldberg Variations, and that was about it. It was regarded as a masterpiece, but as a very scholarly and rather remote masterpiece that ordinary people couldn't find much pleasure or meaning in, more of an academic work. And of course, Glenn Gould came along and he said, no, this is amazing music. This is exciting. It's beautiful. It's powerful. It's, you know, heartfelt. It is virtuosic. It is the music of Bach, the young stallion, you know, basically kicking down the barn door in the fast passages. It is music of Bach, the heartbroken romantic in the 25th variation, pouring out his pain and suffering. It is the universe in a single set of 30 variations and two statements of an aria. And that is what he brought. And it was a revelation. It was really a revolutionary recording. You know, if you were a relatively well-read kid leaving high school and going to university, and you wanted to show that you were with the cool kids and you had sophisticated taste, you would have two or three records that you had to have. One of them would have been, you know, a Miles Davis album. The other one would have been Take Five by Dave Brubeck. And the third would have been the Goldberg Variations. That was it. And the fame of this, you know, unique, otherworldly Canadian spread around the world, and suddenly he was getting booked for concerts in all the great venues of the world, you know, with the Berlin Philharmonic in 1957, with Herbert von Karajan, the New York Philharmonic, with Leonard Bernstein, all over Europe, and of course his historic tour of Russia, which happened at the height of the Cold War. It's almost like, you know, a precursor to the time we're living through today. You know, it was only about 6 months after the crushing of the Hungarian uprising, and no one was going to Russia, but he did. And he became our first exponent of cultural diplomacy and revolutionized music in Russia. I mean, to this day, Russian musicians honor Glenn Gould and are deeply affected by him, as are musicians across the German-speaking world, the French-speaking world, and in many, many parts of Asia, particularly Japan. All started with this one bullet fired at super high velocity into the world, the Goldberg Variations.
Well, we'll talk more about Glenn Gould's concert career tomorrow, but right now let's have a listen to the very opening of that bullet, as you call it, Brian. This is the opening movement, the aria from the Goldberg Variations, Glenn Gould in 1955.